Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 4, we were talking about the infirmity that Paul had and speculating on what it might be. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We live in a world today that is built on my own ease and pleasure, that wants to do things for God, but not if it costs me something. So again, we look at verse 4, and he says, "And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus." Now, he's told them, I had an infirmity in the flesh, but then on your part, you didn't reject me because I had that infirmity. You didn't despise me because I had that infirmity. But rather, you even received me as if I was Christ Jesus himself. Sometimes, a reminder is a good thing, as we've already said. But he expands a thought, speaking here, of his temptation, which simply means that attack had tried to make him quit. An attack in his physical body. Now, some think that this infirmity of the flesh, which was his temptation, was an eye disease. That as Job was filled with boils by Satan, Paul is inflicted with this thorn in the flesh, which 2 Corinthians chapter 12 identifies as the messenger of Satan, a devil, to buffet him. And that devil, just like a devil was able to put the boils in Job and on his body from head to toe, this one is able to also affect the Apostle Paul. Many think that the problem with Paul was a very grotesque sight to see if you looked at him. It would probably make people cringe under normal circumstances. And today, a man might wear dark sunglasses or a mask of some kind to hide it. And they believe that he had a problem with his eyes. His eyes would have been swollen with secretions coming out from his eyes that were not only unattractive, but also repulsive. And only a Christ-like person could have compassion for it. And these people neither despised it, nor rejected it. Now, it's interesting because today we think of eye appeal and presentation affecting the senses. And so men have turned to rock or to positive-only themes and various other things in technology in order to have revival. Thinking revival is attracting a crowd. Now, folks, I'm not against technology. I'm really not. As a matter of fact, because of technology, if you're listening, you're hearing me. So I'm not against technology. I'm not against eye appeal. But I am against the unholy to promote God's work. whether it's rock music or the philosophy of the world, of its marketing, and so forth. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5, we read this, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." In other words, when you're trying to do the work of God, and you decide, wait a minute, this is what the world does, so we need to do it, and we need to do it this way, then your heart is actually departing from the Lord. And you're now making flesh your arm instead of the power of God. And so, some get discouraged. They don't endure. They give up after a period of time from doing the right thing, and they turn to the arm of flesh. Church then becomes a philosophy, and so music and other things of worldliness will then be brought in. But then it's not just that. Sometimes in individuals, it's anger, it's hate, it's vindictiveness, or it's going back to the old ways. And you see, the joy is lost because the eyes have gotten on circumstances and turned to the arm of flesh instead of sticking with Christ. And so, what happens? The heart departs from God. And that has happened time after time after time. If we pay the price to have the power of the Holy Spirit, who wants to give it, He can overcome and evangelize as well as revive, even using the most repulsive looking of men, as was the Apostle Paul. See, the true price for revival includes personal separation from worldliness, as well as from those who promote false doctrine. We must be men and women of prayer. Pray much. Prayer of intercession for others in our country. Prayers of confession of our own sin. You know, I think Daniel is a very righteous, godly man. And the Bible teaches that. And yet, if you read Daniel chapter 9, when he confesses the sins of Israel, he confesses his own sin and says, and puts himself right there with it. Then we have to make a commitment of our time. Even if we are rejected and hated, because without it, we simply will not have revival. And I hope you understand that. So we must be willing to pay the price for revival. The price to have the power of the Holy Spirit of God, who wants to give it. He can overcome. He can evangelize, as well as revive, even using the most repulsive of men. You see, when the power of the Holy Spirit is the power in our voice, in our witness, then that is much greater than a man who has eyes that are swollen and running, oozing, repulsively unattractive. Not only make people hear his word, but have a heart for the person. You see, the things of the Holy Spirit differ greatly from the flesh. And the problem is that too often, too few of us are willing to walk in the flesh or to seek revival. Now, we'll have revival meetings and we will pray for those revival meetings. But let me ask a question. Where is the revival for which we prayed? I was reading a quote from Dr. Reg Dunlap some time ago. And he made a very interesting quote. This statement of his really kind of knocked me off my feet. Gave me pause to think and meditate. But he said, if the Church of Jesus Christ is ever going to be a force for God instead of a farce, then it must be melted down in the flames of an old-fashioned, God-sent, heaven-born, heart-searching revival. And by revival, I mean the gentle breathing of the Spirit of God upon a church and congregation which awakens within each Christian a new love for God and for each other. It is a gentle melting and gracious moving of the Spirit of God upon His people. Say what we will, this heavenly bonfire is long overdue and coming. Yes, there is a lot of discussion about the need for revival and much talk about the nature of revival. But the question still remains to be answered. Where is the revival for which we pray, in which we sing? What has been the expression from our lips? As yet, has not been the experience of our life. Why? Simply because today's crop of Christians have not been willing to pay the price for revival to come. However, God has not changed the conditions which the church must pay if the reign of revival is to fall upon the church. You see, the culture does not determine the will of God. Did you get that? The culture does not determine the will of God. The sensual, even if our desire is for a good thing, will never bring revival, because it's still of the old man. We must be willing to give God our all. We're putting faith in things, in systems, and going away from God. Again, don't try to be repulsive, nor have a poor quality of sound recording for ministry.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.